Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. Are demons real? Well, if you like the, you know, Sesame Street, we're all going to feel good about ourselves and not scare anyone answer, you could say it's just in movies. You'd say it's people don't get possessed, it's mental disorders, it's this, it's that. I'd love to know about the mental disorder, though, that allows someone for literally the ability to change the temperature in a room. Or for them to be able to move objects in other parts of the room without actually touching them. I don't know if that's a disorder or disability. That seems more like a superpower or a demon. I'm going to go more in the route of demon. I suppose for some, though, it's more of a I have to see it to believe it situation. On our show today, we have two very real stories of people unexpectedly coming virtually face to face with demons. Demons that are on a mission to take over the living. Starts out with a group of teens breaking out a Ouija board on Halloween. Yeah. Uncle Joe doesn't show up. It's something dark. And then what do you do when you discover your friend is experiencing an ongoing possession? They all didn't like get together and play with the Ouija board. Just their friend has been acting really weird and talking in their sleep and admitting to being a demon and seeming to be having a conversation with something else in them. Normal, right? Not so much. It's a possession that threatens the safety of them and their friends and others, all the way to the point of having to break contact with this friend because they won't recognize the thing that seems to be attached to them. Good stories today. It's EPP bonus episode number 390 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Picture it, Halloween nights. You're at the Halloween party. You're a kid. And someone brings out the, insert blank here. You know, everybody say it. Ouija board. What do you do? You know what it can do. You know how it can go downhill fairly quickly. But none of your friends don't. And they're all having a good time. So you just kind of let them do their thing. And then suddenly it wants you to be involved. And it reveals quite a bit about itself. It reveals quite a bit about what type of thing it is. And it's not something very good. You find yourself planchette to demon, if you will. Not face to face, but planchette to demon. It's communicating with you. It's told you what it is. What do you do next? I don't think that was in any choose your own adventure books, but it certainly is in our next story. Take a listen. The events in this story take place in 1990 in Carson City, Nevada. I was 11. My cousins are 14 and 16. It was a dark and stormy night. Actually, no, it was not. It was unseasonably warm for late October and Halloween. Halloween had been long anticipated, and we were looking forward to the costumes that we had come up with. We'd just been given the sad Students Against Drunk Driving spiel at school to reinforce just how stupid they thought we all were. Yes, we knew there were some stupid kids who thought that drinking and driving was cool, but the majority of us were not interested in becoming corpses. So we enjoyed partying on Halloween and portraying Halloween in a peaceful way. So we're all being inspired teenagers. Well, as I was still a preteen at this point, decided to be accident victims. We had really cool zombie makeup made from flour, glow-in-the-dark paint, glitter, water, and tissue paper. But a gallon of Aquanet hairspray, plain tees, jeans, and a little fake blood. Simple costumes, but lots of fun. I should explain that the we in this little gathering was my two older cousins and myself. I was in sixth grade while they were in junior high and high school. Instead of trick-or-treating that year, we were headed to a party with some of my oldest cousins' friends from school. That I was invited was amazing. I was never invited to anything. Being an introvert and extremely shy, the party was totally cool. But because it was being chaperoned by the kid hosting its parental units, we showed up and the party was already in full swing. Kids were laughing and joking, dancing and bobbing for apples. It was a regular Halloween party. My older cousin had a major crush on the guy who had invited us to the party and immediately disappeared into the crowd of kids. My younger cousin, the more conscientious of the two siblings, said that she'd hang out with me. We got pulled into a group of kids about her age and eyes. She is only 2 years older than I am. We played a few games. At some point, she wandered off to go do something else, and I was herded off with a group of the older kids to play a game that I never heard of before. They were going to talk to ghosts with this device called a Ouija board. I was a total noob. I had no idea what Ouija boards were, even let alone how dangerous they could be. Some of the older girls looked kind of nervous, but the guy who was in charge of the little group reassured everyone that there was nothing to be afraid of. So we all got into a circle around this board and we began to watch. We were in a dimly lit room. Two of the guys sat on either side of the board and asked questions, simple ones at first, the usual, is anyone there? Are there any ghosts that want to talk to us? Have any kids died tonight that we know? That one got attention. Now, I'm a born skeptic. I tend to not believe things on face value. I prefer to do a lot of research, ask a lot of probing questions, make informed decisions. The kids of my generation and the one before mine, yeah, not so much. There were a lot of oohs and hush, hush from the girls and guys when the planchette moved. And we got a response that said, yes. They asked to tell us who it was that died tonight. I don't remember what the name was, but it left everyone confused. The name given was of a kid who had recently died. They were killed by a drunk driver and have been one of the examples in the demonstration we'd been given that afternoon at school. I tried really hard to keep my snickers to myself as they continued to ask this spirit questions. I failed miserably. The spirit suddenly said goodbye, and the planchette stopped moving, and all eyes rested on me. I just shook my head and drank my soda, asking quietly, you really believe that the spirit of a kid who died at the hands of a drunk driver wanted to come and talk to us? Honestly, I think there was a lot of garbage. You'd have thought I had said that MC Hammer had two heads and was a female crossdresser. The room was dead silent. I shook my head and looked at the two guys who had been sitting there with the board between them and smiled. Tell us who you really are. I may not have known anything about the Ouija board when I got there, but I was a pretty quick study. I also know BS when I hear it. No one was more surprised than the guy whose eyes I held when the planchette moved on its own. Did I mention that neither of them was touching the planchette any longer? Little plastic pointer moved too. No. As in, no, I'm not going to tell you who I am. I set my soda down, crossed the floor to stand beside the board. I was highly suspicious. Should explain a little bit more. I've always been well-versed in the occult and demons. I've studied the afterlife demons, the dead, vampires, zombies, you name it, since I was 6 or 7 at least. I started studying the afterlife demons, the devil, good and evil, when I was much younger. That happens when you have a mother who beats the holy word into your head with one fist and manipulates and abuses you with the other. To be fair, she was certifiable, but that's a story for another time. So I approached the board and asked it what it meant by no. It replied, you. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. If you want to hear the very interesting conclusion to this story, and then our next story, which is also super compelling, it's about a group of friends that discover one of their friends is possessed. He realizes there's something attached to him, but he doesn't think it's a demon. The others strongly disagree, judging by what he seems to do in his sleep. It's a great one. You don't want to miss it. To hear it, become an extra podcast person, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, 390 of them, to be exact, in total, as of this airing. All of our regular episodes, literally thousands of episodes there. I don't even have the count on it anymore because there's so many damn episodes. It is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You get access to all that with no commercials. It's all commercial free. If you go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that, greatly appreciate your support. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.